some day passes to Lerone. Okay, so Jeremy and Pinkor, you said you play along every morning with Are You Smarter Than Sam, and you probably beat him like 4 out of 5 times.
That's right.
4 out of 5 days a week. Those are some good statistics.
I like it. 80%.
I love it. All right, we've got 30 seconds on the clock then. Jeremy, I know you know how to play the game, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Okay, Jeremy, finish the saying. Ashes to ashes.
Pass.
What beat artist sings Bye Bye Bye?
NSYNC.
In Disney's The Lion King, who is Simba's father?
Mufasa.
What Canadian drink contains Clamato juice, vodka, and Worcestershire sauce?
Bloody Mary.
What mythical animal is a cross between a jackrabbit and an antelope?
Pass.
Finish the saying. Ashes to ashes.
Pass.
Okay.
Ashes to ashes, pass.
Nice work, Jeremy. Sam's on his way back in from the isolated booth.
George Mike.
That's what you're listening to in your booth.
Go, yeah.
Nice.
I like it.
Get a little pep Gets in your going, step. Yeah.
All right, you're up against Jeremy from Pinkor this morning.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Sam.
Okay, you guys ready? No. You guys done?
So
there's
ready.
Some tension there, I think.
I know.
Hi, Sam.
He kind of thought about it, like, do I want to be nice to him? Okay, here we go. Finish the saying. Ashes to ashes.
Dusk to dusk.
What beat artist sings Bye Bye Bye?
NSYNC.
In Disney's The Lion King, who is Simba's father?
Mufasa.
What Canadian drink contains Clamato juice, vodka, and Worcestershire sauce?
All hail the Caesar.
What mythical animal is a cross between a jackrabbit and an antelope?
I don't know. That was a thing.
There's a thing.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I have a visual. Does it have horns?
Does it have horns?
Is it scary looking?
I was going to say, a visual is more than what I have. <before. laughs>
All right. Let's see how we both made out this morning. The first question, finish the saying, ashes to ashes.
Dusk to dawn.
No, it's dust to dust.
Dust to dust.
Dust, not dust.
Oh,
not
put a
dust.
K there, yeah.
Like, dusk. Remember the dust from the ashes? You get it?
Oh,
yeah.
That would make sense.
Not dusk, but that really made me laugh. Sorry, Sam.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I can amuse you.
Ashes to ashes. Rust to rust. No, it's not that either. Ooh, okay, neither one of you were correct on that one. What beat artist sings Bye Bye Bye? It's NSYNC. You're both correct on that.
Okay.
In Disney's The Lion King, Simba's father is Mufasa. And you're both correct on that. What Canadian drink contains Clamato juice, vodka, and Worcestershire sauce? Now, Jeremy, you said the Bloody Mary, right?
Yeah.
Technically, no, because it's made with tomato juice, not Clamato juice. Oh. That's like the only difference. I know. That kills me. Kills me.
Tough.
And Sam, you said?
Caesar.
Yeah. Sam said again. Caesar. Yeah.
Any booze questions?
Sam didn't say bloody.
Pardon?
I said Sam didn't say bloody if we want to go that way.
He didn't say what?
Bloody. Oh, like bloody. As in a bloody Caesar? Oh, well, the bloody is implied with the Caesar. Because of the Clamato.
It is?
Maybe a nice glass of Caesar dressing. I don't know. I'm not questioning your taste, Sam.
Caesar salad dressing. What mythical animal is a cross between a jackrabbit and an antelope? The answer is jackalope. I know. I want one as a pet.
Jackalope.
Guess what I'm Googling right now.
What? Jackalope.
Jackalope,
okay. Unfortunately, that makes Sam the winner.
Hey,
we have to.
Right.
I'm sorry, Jeremy.
Good job, Sam.
Thank you, Jeremy.
It was wonderful having you on. Try again soon, though, okay? Because I think you can take this guy down for real.
Shall do. Definitely.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
You too. Take care, guys.
And let me know how that Caesar dressing drink works out. It sounds kind of delicious.
Don't rub it in.
I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Good man. See, he has good taste.
All right. Jesse and Kevin, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you guys?
Good. We're excited to have you. So, Kevin, you said you beat Sam pretty much every morning when you play along in the car, right?
I'd like to think I do.
Okay.
No, you said you do. Go back and out now.
You're calling me out.
We're excited. You guys sound really smart and like a lot of fun. And so obviously you know how to play the game, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you and we're pulling for you guys. Good luck.
Okay, guys. Time to put your brain where your mouth is. In Harry Potter, who must not be named?
Voldemort.
On Friends, who is Ross's first wife?
Pass.
What U.S. state would you find Lake Placid in?
Utah.
What kind of dish would you grow bacteria in?
Petri dish.
Holstein, Jersey, and Angus are types of what?
Cows.
On Friends, who is Ross's first wife?
What's her name? I'm such a fan.
I want to say, I don't know.
Oh, okay. You're going to know it. When you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Nice work. For don't sure. say it now, though. Sam's coming back in from his isolated booth.
Like what? What?
We're playing William Hung. Okay. Like a drum.
Yeah, baby. Okay. She bangs. She bangs.
Still a classic. It never gets old.
Sam's headphones. I'm going to forget that happened.
Quite possibly the best audition ever happened on TV.
All right. 30 seconds on the clock for you, Sam.
All
You're
right.
up against Jesse and Kevin.
All righty. Okay. In Harry Potter, who must not be named?
Pass.
On Friends, who is Ross's first wife?
Oh, God. Well, I don't think it's Rachel. Let's go Monica. I don't know.
You're going to regret that. What U.S. state would you find Lake Placid in?
New York.
What kind of dish would you grow bacteria in?
A Petri dish?
Holstein, Jersey, and Angus are types of what?
Bovines, cows.
In Harry Potter, who must not be named?
I don't... What does that mean? I don't know.
Oh, time.
Who must not be named.
If you know Harry Potter, you know exactly what that means.
Clearly, I do not.
All right, let's see how you guys made out. In Harry Potter, who must not be named? It is Lord Voldemort. And Kevin was correct on that one.
He who must not be named.
Yeah. Eric Trump looks like Lord Voldemort.
All right.
You said his name.
Kevin ahead by one. Nice work. On Friends, Ross's first wife was Carol. Ross's sister is Monica. So
disgusting.
That would be weird.
Oh, Ross and Monica.
Yeah. Okay. That would be strange.
Well, those are the only character names I know. So
right.
There you go.
Neither one of you were correct on that one. In what U.S. state would you find Lake Placid in? The answer is New York. Sam was correct on that one.
Home of the 1980 Olympics.
What kind of dish would you grow bacteria in? The answer is a Petri dish. You were both correct on that one, so still tied up.
Nice.
And Holstein, Jersey, and Angus are types of what? Cows, cattle, bovine. We would have accepted all of the above. And you were both correct on that, means we've got a tiebreaker.
Here we go. Out you go.
Oh, no.
Back to the William Hung booth.
Deep breath for the tiebreaker. Okay, so you guys know you have 5 seconds to answer this question, right? The answer is a number, so whoever comes closest is going to be the winner this morning, okay? All right, Jesse and Kevin, 5 seconds on the clock. According to GuinnessWorldRecords.com, what is the greatest official recorded number of children born to one mother?
15?
No, 19.
No way. It is four more, sure.
We're going to bring Sam back in. We're going to ask him the same question. All right, Sam.
Yes.
According to GuinnessWorldRecords.com, what is the greatest official recorded number of children born to one mother?
Let's go 38.
Oh. 38 children.
There are some pretty crazy families out there.
Yeah?
With no prophylactics. And healthy sex drives.
All right. I am reading it right now. GuinnessWorldRecords.com. The greatest official recorded number of children born to one mother is... 69.
What?
69 kids.
What?
Isn't that wild?
How is that even possible?
I know.
Even if you had like twins every time.
I know. Oh. She gave birth to 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets. That's gross.
Mother of the
I almost
year
said that's
right
gross,
there,
but that's rude.
It's poor just, body.
I didn't mean gross. I just meant it sounds like a lot to go through. Okay. Jesse and Kevin, I'm so sorry that Sam, unfortunately, is a winner this morning.
That's okay.
It's all good. We'll try again.
Thank you, guys.
Please do. We had so much fun playing with you guys this morning.